It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Interviews with high school seniors. Stay tuned.
Lori Brox here with Caitlin Connell. And you're a senior. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Tell us your plans for after graduation.
After graduation, I plan to attend Corbin University in Salem, Oregon. And I'm hoping to major in business administration and minor in criminal justice.
Now, how did you find that university?
I found Corbin through Victory Bible Camp. A lot of my old counselors have gone there in the past. And so I kind of was looking at it from the beginning.
All right. And why business administration?
I chose business because it's kind of a general degree that will help me in a lot of different career paths depending on what I choose. And I'm also interested in going to school to get my certificate in farriery, and so then I'll be able to own my own private business doing that in the future.
Where do you see yourself long term, going out of state for college? Do you see yourself in Alaska or somewhere else?
I'm hoping to be somewhere else, but it depends on how much I miss it when I leave, so I might end up coming back here in the future.
Who are some of the people who've influenced you during your high school years?
Definitely my parents, Mrs. Walker and Mr. Shari, have both impacted me. Also in the community, Tanya Young, our youth court coordinator now, and Judge Shally over at the courthouse. They've all kind of helped me to stay motivated and set big goals for my future.
And you've been involved in the community, largely because your mom drags you along on many of the things that she does. But what have you learned from that? That's definitely education in itself.
I think that we're really lucky to have grown up in Valdez because you really learn how important and how significant it is to be a part of your community and to be able to give back to your community. So I think that it's been really valuable to have that experience and just kind of learn how the whole system works, volunteering and even just participating in community events and that kind of thing. So I definitely feel grateful for growing up in Valdez and kind of learning to be a part of everything that's going on.
5-10 years down the road, doesn't matter the job, but what's important to you as a person?
I think one of the most important things in my future is that I just want to find a job or a career that I'm really passionate about. I know everybody says that, but I would love to find something to do for a job that doesn't feel like work.
How about advice for young kids?
I would say don't procrastinate. That can really come back and bite you in the butt. So definitely get your stuff done ahead of time and try and stay organized.
This is Ian Kraftak of KVAK Radio. I'm here with our next senior under the spotlight, Hunter Park. So Hunter, you're graduating high school. How's it feel?
Good.
Good? You excited to graduate?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I have a boring life.
That can't be true. Let's go back to your time in high school. What was fun for you? Did you have any favorite classes?
Math.
Really, math? That's not one kids usually pick. Why do you like math?
That was the easiest.
What did you like to do in high school?
Play video games.
Really? What kind of video games did you play?
Call of Duty.
Now I have to ask, which Call of Duty, though?
Black Ops 2.
All right, that's acceptable. One last question. With the kids coming up into high school, what advice would you have for them for if they want to get through high school?
Don't procrastinate.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harrison and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.